I'm speaking to Tom Finn, journalist in Yemen. Tom, what can you see there? And you're in the capital.
Yes, I'm in the capital, standing outside the university. For the first time, we're seeing parking places at night here. Until now, all the protests have been in the morning. But right now, there's about 200, maybe 300 students outside the university holding a protest, and a similar number of Prada demonstrators. Now, a few minutes ago, a bunch of people ran into the crowd with sticks, and there was a mass panic, and people ran around, and the next thing you knew, that people were using tasers and being beaten by plainclothes. I don't know if they're police or not, but apparently a journalist has just been arrested, and right now the atmosphere is very tense. You've got pro-Saleh and anti-Saleh supporters facing off within a very close distance to each other. They're doing their best to try and keep peace, but it's very volatile, and things seem like they're going to continue. The students say they're going to be camped out here overnight, which again is the first in Yemen. We haven't seen that until now. Things seem to be escalating here.
And is there no police or military presence?
As far as I can see, there's no police in terms of uniform police. But what I just witnessed were plainclothes men with looking like normal Yemenis with traditional jambiyas, daggers, and scarves, pulling tasers out from inside inside the shirt and using them to shock people. So my guess is that there are police here, but they're all plainclothes police in amongst the protesters.
And you said the numbers are growing. What kind of numbers are down there now, and what can we expect perhaps as the night goes on?
It started off with literally 100 students at most, just standing outside the university. As by me arrived, and I'd say there were at least 500, 600, 700 people. Right now things have dispersed a bit because lots of people have run away. But if they continue to stay here and attract attention, then the numbers may well swell. The other thing is that the university until now has been a stronghold for the protesters, the anti-Saleh protesters. And the pro-Saleh have tended to stay in another place, in Tahrir, in the centre. But what we're seeing now is pro-Saleh supporters arriving in buses, right, with sticks, very aggressive, and arriving at the university, and looking as if they're trying to tear things up.
And so, just finally, what do you anticipate could happen tonight? What to expect tomorrow?
Things are still very lively and active at the moment. It depends on whether police arrive. I'd expect a city and more protests of a similar sort of thing tomorrow than I've seen in Sana'a since Mubarak left in Egypt. So it looks like it's a daily pattern which is emerging here of people coming out every day. So that's what I'd expect, sort of a gradually growing number of people arriving every day.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Tom, and we'll let you get back to it.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks.